Savages, a Nameless Detective Novel by Bill Pronzini, narrated by Nick Sullivan.
Chapter 1. On Friday morning, I took Carrie to the UC Med Center for her first follow-up appointment with her radiologist and her oncologist. As I had during the long weeks of radiation therapy, I waited for her in the lobby. When she came out, as she had all the other times, she wore a small, determined smile.
"So far, so good," she said.
"What did they say?"
"Come back in 1 month. Meanwhile, go home, talk about cancer in the past tense, and live my life."
"Is that supposed to be encouraging?"
"Actually, yes. As good as it gets at this point."
On the drive home to Diamond Heights, as on previous drives, we engaged in bright, upbeat conversation. Her spirits were always good in my presence, and I made sure that mine were in hers. It was vital that we maintain a positive outlook. Any doctor will tell you that mental attitude is important in the treatment of any disease, particularly one as life-threatening as breast cancer. In the beginning, it hadn't been easy for us to remain upbeat, even though the odds were in our favor. Breast cancer is no longer an automatic death sentence for a woman. The survival rate is high when the malignancy is found and treated early. Still, the first couple of months are a pretty tense time. First, we'd had to wait for the results of the DNA test to determine whether her father was Ivan Wade, as she'd always believed, or her mother's writer acquaintance and rapist, Russell Dancer. If it were Dancer, the situation would have been even more difficult.